Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Interestingly enough, God gave them a way to conceivably be holy through the work of their hands, but we see that the law does not work. That is there's a lot of hidden meaning there, through the work of your hands. Because God is all about the heart. So, in their outwardly appearance of keeping the law, their heart is not going to be right. So the work of their hands at that point will be an abomination to God. Even though they're going through the motions of keeping his statutes, he says many times in here, do this with a loving and a giving heart. But that's not what the law becomes. The law becomes something you have to do. Certain times, certain seasons, certain reasons, you gotta do it. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Chapter 32, Book of Deuteronomy. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show ye, thy elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in the desert land, and in the waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye, because he seen a heart in Abraham that followed after him. Man was just a man. And God noticed he had a heart. And when he got to know God, he loved God. And he wanted to please God, and he wanted to follow God with all of his heart. And because of the promises God made to that man, these people are become about, at this time, 2.5 to 3 million people. On the verge of the greatest blessings any nation could ever have, or the greatest cursings of any nation ever had. And Moses said, I lay before you today blessings or cursings. Choose which one you want. Because follow God with all your heart and have the blessings. Follow after other gods and have the curses. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, floateth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, breatheth them on her wings, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. His heart was with God. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, which means the big ones. Everything that Abraham touched was blessed because he followed God with all of his heart. The covenant that God made with him, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. It's that easy, Abraham, and I will bless you beyond belief. With the fat of the kidneys of wheat, and thou dost drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lighted esteemed the rock of his salvation. Give this body all that it wants. and you will have no God. This body will become your God. It will flee so far from the face of God, and the spirit man inside you will whimper because his strength will be gone. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, of the rock that begat thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. When the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Very perverse generation, America. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. I will curse them to want things that they shouldn't want. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and I shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth in her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischief upon them, I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat, and the bitter destruction I will also send with teeth of beast upon them. With the poison of serpents, of the dust, the sword without, and terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. Oh, why do children have to suffer in the world the sins of their parents and their parents' parents? Oh, that sounds so harsh. Why would an evil God do that? God said it ahead of time. You didn't have to do it. He said, I'll curse you to the third and the fourth generation for those who hate me. Your parents didn't have to do it. They could have had blessings bestowed upon their children. Follow God with all your heart and have the blessings of God upon your children. Hate God and have the curses upon your children. Blame your parents. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did this.
We did this, yes. We are mighty people. Right. America, we are the greatest nation in the world. We will always be the greatest nation in the world. No, we are great because we knew God.
Well, we would have kept the morals.
We are on the end of greatness because we forgot God. There is a time of judgment coming. Stay with us on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible with David and Jonathan on WVFF 97.7. There is prophecy about America in this book, and I will show it to you. We will show it to you. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? I'm the reason you have prospered. I'm the reason you wiped out armies and didn't lose a single man. Nothing to do with you. You could have gone out there with rubber bands and not swords, and you would have come back victorious. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. The things that shall come upon them make haste. The Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. The same thing he said about the inhabitants of Canaan. They have not transgressed against me enough for me to remove them from the land. So he put the children of Israel in Egypt for 400 years until they had crossed the line. All the Pezerites and the Hivites and the other ites that were in the land, God said, I've been dealing with these people for a long time. You know, I give them a covenant of some sort, but they are transgressing against me, but they haven't got to the line yet. So go to Egypt for 400 years because I know everything. I see all time at one time. And they will cross the line. Just what he's saying right here. These people, my children, will cross the line in the day, and it's coming. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up mine hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I went my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and I will reward them that I hate. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with no blood of the slain and of the captives. From the beginning of the revengers upon the enemy, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song to the ears of the people, he and Hosea the son of Nun. Must have been Joshua's brother. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up unto the mountain, Abram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold, the land of Canaan, which I gave unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribath Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel, yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. God is no respecter of persons. This is God's man, Moses, with a heart after God, weary from these people. And up in age, God says, speak to the rock, and it will give water to the children. And Moses, in his weary stature, hit the rock in his anger, because these people doubted God day after day. He hit the rock, and he says, I give you water. He did not give God the glory. He didn't follow God's instructions. God is no respecter of persons. I don't care who you are, the head priest of some giant church, or a lowly man sitting on the side of the road. You cross God, you get the wrath of God. Moses is commanded to die. You're with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WVFF 97.7. Glad you could be here with us today. You're at right at the tail end of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. This is Moses' book of remembrance, which he wrote for the people so they could remember who they were, why they were, and who's and what God they serve, how to get blessings and how to be cursed, so they could have a pocket reminder. He told them to put it all over the place, put it in your houses, on your mantle,
on your doors
between your eyes. Read it. He even commands the priests every 7 years to read the entire law to the congregation. They fail right away. There's no remembrance of the law in just a little while. Chapter 33. And this is the big blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints, are in thy hand, and they sit down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. He was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die. Let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. That's interesting. That's a contradiction to the blessing that Jacob gave to Reuben. Is Moses canceling out Jacob's blessing they put on Reuben? Because Reuben slept with his wife, not his mother, but he slept with one of Jacob's wives. And when Jacob blessed all of his children, he said, Reuben, you will amount to nothing. Then here Moses is re-blessing them. Let's see how these re-blessings go. Let Reuben live and not die. And let not his men be few. Okay. Apparently Moses had the power to counteract, well, I guess he is their father at this time.
Right.
And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, that thou art an help to him from his enemies. And Judah is the line of Christ. Let's look at that one again. This is the blessing of Judah. And he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Hear, Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou a help to him from his enemies. Not a bad blessing.
Mm-mm.
And of Levi he said, Let thy Thum and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribath, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifices upon thine altar. Basically, do your job, Levites. Bless Lord his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath, that lies beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon. And for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth, and fullness thereof, for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Still being blessed because of his time in bondage in Egypt. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And we've seen in the blessing of Jacob that he said, This one will be greater than this one. This one will make many nations. So we know who we descend from. Because they're not going to be a part of nation. They're going to make many nations. And of Zebulun, he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy goings out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. They shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the sea, the treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad, he said, Blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. He that provided the first part for himself, because there is a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated, and he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. Dan is the line of the Antichrist. Jacob said Dan is a serpent.
Right.
And we all know that Bashan is a spiritually wicked place. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. What did Christ say when he was on the cross? The bulls of Bashan are surrounding me. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of the help, and who is the sword of this excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Chapter 34, the last chapter in Deuteronomy. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mount of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead, unto Dan and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, unto the utmost sea. Now this was a supernatural viewing, because all of that cannot be seen from there. All you can see is the horizon of the land. And the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, and the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, and thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. God buried Moses himself.
Yes.
And there was a battle in heaven over the body of Moses. The archangel contended with Satan in the book of Jude. Satan wanted this body.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you imagine?
Oh, yeah, because he would have got out in front of everybody.
Yes.
Oh, these are the new laws.
If he could have resurrected this body,
what
he could have done to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. The days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. I can see this. Take this burden from me, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, let me touch you.
Yeah.
And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. God buried Moses. Satan didn't know where, because he asked for his body later. That's a very interesting story. I tell you all, you need to look into that, because there was a reason he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
We're right at the same precipice right now.
Right.
The eight kings in Revelation has a very similar thing. Somebody's coming back. Catch WVF F97.7 on Between the Lines, Understanding Bible with David and Jonathan. Catch the past episodes on WVFFradio.com, and you can catch up, and you can find out some of this stuff. It's been a pleasure being with you today. We are through with most of the laborious readings of the Bible, and we had a lot of fun in it.
Mm-hmm.
Things get really exciting from here on out.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.